Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Benton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Appling, who tags Greenberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. Tebbutt moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbutt moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Wakefield moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Webb moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-0 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Webb scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Tebbets moves to third. Benton moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground that hits Benton. Benton is out and Kell is safe at first. There goes Benton trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Benton moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benton moves to third. Lake moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Benton scores. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. George Caster now pitching. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Tigers. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lake moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 4 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. It's 9-4, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cal scores. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.